The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Friday, January the 17th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled, "Why do the recent mainstream media tributes to Charlie Hebdo choose not to mention their depiction of Jesus Christ having sex with God?" And the time is 7:50 a.m. here in London, England, making it 2:50 a.m. on the East Coast of America, and still Thursday, 10 minutes to midnight on the West Coast of America. So welcome to wherever you are around the world. Okay, so now let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day to see if this gives you any ideas as well. So I just have to minimize these different things so I can see the files. This is some of what I've got. LA firefighter breaks silence on California's devastating fires. That's from the Michael Franzese YouTube channel. And then one that I missed from a couple of days ago from the Richie from Boston BitChute channel. This is getting real. They are testing everything we have never seen before. Now, I've already had time to listen to this. I think it was 26 minutes. And there's been people saying they've been hearing the sounds of trumpets, which sounds a bit like Revelation, the trumpets in Revelation. And this video focuses on that, amongst other things, and Rich's belief that they're testing all these different things that they're going to unleash on us. They were planning to do it around 2030, but now they're going to do it, well, now, in his opinion. It's an interesting video. On the third hour of yesterday's Jeff Wrench show, Misha Popoff joined him for his monthly visit for a show entitled "The Bird Flu Hype and Meat-Based Plants." And I also went back to Mike Adams' Brighteon.com page, which is Health Ranger Report page. Despite being absolutely disgusted with his promotion of Satellite Phone Store earlier in the week with Steve Quayle, I won't be going near Steve Quayle for a very long time, but I tend to like Michael Yon when he does shows with Mike Adams, so we'll see if this is any good. But if I get any, you know, promotion and stuff, I'll be deleting this straight away because I'm just sick of it. The title is "Michael Yon and Mike Adams Cover Trump's Designs on Panama and Greenland, China's Tactics, Wildfires as Sabotage Instruments, and More." And okay, so let's move on to see how the news has been developing since yesterday's show. So I've got a few articles for you to go through. Let me bring the first one up here. This I've got something that's not Daily Mail today. It's the very last one, folks. So there you go. Bit of variety for a change. Okay, so this harkens back to today's show title. I'll give you the show title again. "Why do the recent mainstream media tributes to Charlie Hebdo choose not to mention their depiction of Jesus Christ having sex with God," which is also today's show image? Well, get this headline from the Daily Mail. "Fury as Miss France fails to back Charlie Hebdo on air in the wake of the 10th anniversary of the jihadist attack. Yeah, it's people must be furious that she fails to back a publication that depicts Jesus Christ having sex with God. For some reason, that information is missing from this Daily Mail article. Next, urgent warning for travellers over new outbreak of terrifying eye-bleeding disease that's already killed 8. Well, this is the Marburg virus, which is like Ebola, and it's apparently on the rise in Tanzania. Well, it's killed 8 people in Tanzania. Is that worthy of a Daily Mail headline? Well, let's see how the story develops, and we'll see how important the seeds were to be planted. Next, Ed Miliband admits heat pumps may never be cheaper than gas boilers, despite Labour sneaking boiler tax through Parliament. And what they've done here is, this is very similar to the electric cars that I was covering on the Limeys. Essentially, boilers companies, boiler manufacturers, from April, boiler manufacturers will be fined if they fail to sell enough heat pumps. And what they do as well in this country is car manufacturers are fined if they don't sell enough electric cars. And the sales are based on a percentage of their total sales, and they go up incrementally each year, because in the end they want everyone just driving electric cars, in the same way they want everyone having these heat pumps. Presumably they could be controlled remotely or turned off remotely, like the cars, like the smart meters. Not sure, not looked into it. I don't look into it, because if the government promoting it, that's enough for me to know that it's not in my interest. Anything the government promotes is to my detriment. Okay, let's move on to the update on the Brad Pitt scammer. This is the individual we mentioned a couple of days ago that got nearly £750,000 out of a woman in the UK who thought she was communicating with Brad Pitt. Well, they've been tracked down, and they're coming out of Nigeria, and they're now posing as Keanu Reeves. So they're still at it, folks. There you go. Good luck getting hold of them. And then we've got police officer 38, accused of having sex with a 14-year-old boy in public, would have been sacked if he didn't resign hearing fines. Now, you know, if you have sex with a 14-year-old boy, even if it's consensual, this boy is legally underage and you will be charged accordingly and you will go to prison. So what I can't understand is why this guy, this police officer, is not going to prison. But when you read the article, you see that there was insufficient evidence to charge him with a criminal offence, and so he was released with no further action. So either he's, you've got the evidence or you don't have the evidence. Do you see what I mean? Now, I'm not interested in standing any up for anybody who does things like that, but we have laws in this country. And if the evidence is not sufficient to prosecute him for that, then how is the evidence sufficient to fire him for that? Do you see what I mean? You can't have it both ways. So I really don't know how you can have one without the other here, but this country and its legal system is so peculiar that anything is possible. Next, we've got first ever trans woman nominated for BAFTA's leading actress category and opts for awards new gender neutral title of performer. Then we move on to Keir Starmer. It says Britain will never let up on support for Ukraine as he meet Zelensky in Kiev. No, it's met. I get tired of having to, you know, correct the Daily Mail's grammar for them. Is this AI gone awry, or is it just the general educational level of their editorial staff? I'll start it again, and I'll try and correct the mistakes they've made in the headline as I go. Keir Starmer says Britain will never let up on support for Ukraine as he met Zelensky in Kiev days before Trump enters White House. And there's some ludicrous agreement. They've signed a 100-year partnership to deepen security ties. Well, you know, firstly, what I wanted to mention, I mentioned Ed Miliband earlier. Keir Starmer and Ed Miliband sound so similar, their voices, that They sound more related than Ed Miliband and his brother David Miliband. Now, I've always thought that when I first heard Keir Starmer speaking. But going back to this article, for, was it 7 years, the Ukraine were bombing their own people? That they said were pro-Russian supporters, but they were bombing their own people, people in their own country. And they killed about 14,000 of them before Putin finally decided to step in and help. And that's why, you know, if I was one of these people that was pro-Russian, and I had to wait until 14,000 of my fellow pro-Russian people were killed before the Russian leader actually lifted a finger to help, I wouldn't be like, oh, thanks for coming over, Putin. Thanks for doing that. I'd be like, where have you been? You know, in fact, my support may well have waned long before then. So all this business about, Putin going in to protect this, that and the other, it's just not believable. Otherwise, he would have gone in at the start before, you know, not waited 7 years. So anyway, that's my opinion on that. And then this is so important for the Daily Mail. Britain's porn crackdown. Ofcom reveals the exact date you'll have to prove you're over 18 to access adult sites like Pornhub and OnlyFans. And this is essentially a system that's not going to affect me, and I doubt will you, that you're going to have to essentially sign in or something, because they're going to make it, it's a deadline of July 2025 for sites to introduce age checks. Now, why these sites were allowed to launch in this country without there being over 18 age checks? I mean, if you go to a newspaper shop and want to buy an adult magazine like a Playboy or a Penthouse, you have to be over 18. And I'm sure what's depicted on these sites is a lot more extreme than that. So how these sites were allowed to operate in the first place without some sort of rigorous age check in place just goes to show that, again, the law applies to some people and not to others. There are people who say that pornography is used to subvert and destroy societies. Could it have been allowed to run rampant in society here to pollute and corrupt the minds of young people? Possible, isn't it? Certainly the government have done nothing again to show consistency with their restriction on people buying pornographic magazine content. And then we move on to David Lynch, dead at 78, famed director of Twin Peaks and Blue Velvet, passes away. They keep on about Twin Peaks. I mean, I tried watching bits of that and it's just weird. It's just, I don't know what there is to get into. It's just nonsense. And unfortunately, I found that to be the case with most of David Lynch's films. The only ones that I'd kind of recommend are The Elephant Man, Blue Velvet and Wild at Heart. And only Blue Velvet and Wild at Heart because they've got a couple of the foulest villains ever seen on screen, Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet and Willem Dafoe in Wild at Heart. And there was even a video I saw once where there's some sort of discussion as to who's actually the worst out of the two of them. But that for me was David Lynch, but he was a real darling of Hollywood. Although I haven't seen that many tributes, I did pick this up this morning. Yesterday's show was called John Carpenter's 77th Birthday, and that was the day that David Lynch passed away. So I found from John Carpenter's X.com page, which is called At The Horror Master on X, he posted 6 hours ago, "I got to be friends with David Lynch when we were both at Universal years ago. A very kind man, he was a fan of Bob's Big Boy. So was I. I'm going to miss him. R.I.P. David." And I had to look up Bob's Big Boy. And fortunately, it's some sort of hamburger restaurant. So there you go. Okay, let's move on to see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So we'll start off with Associated Press. Netanyahu says deal to release hostages held in Gaza has been reached after last-minute snags. And then we've got a top story on the right, remembering David Lynch's musical legacy. 10 songs to go beyond the films. I wasn't aware he did any music. Of course, John Carpenter, on the other hand, scores most of his films, although he chose Ennio Morricone to do The Thing, which I think was a mistake, as I think that could have benefited from a John Carpenter score. Okay, let's move on to BBC News. Let's look at their most read top 10 stories at the moment, see what's really going on here. Once in a century, Discovery reveals spectacular luxury of Pompeii. This is a featured article that I can see. They've been uncovering more and more of Pompeii recently, and there's a few different pictures if you're interested in that part of history. I have actually been to Pompeii, and Mount Vesuvius nearby, which is what devastated it, was fairly interesting. But I don't know about some of these old historical sites, even like Ephesus in Turkey, which is, you know, mentioned in the Bible and what have you. And it's fairly well preserved for a historical site, a lot better than the likes of the Acropolis in Greece, things like that. Even to this day, I tried going when I was older, I get bored on things like that. Donald Trump's and J.D. Vance's official portraits have been revealed. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of MAGA people queuing up to get hold of those. Next Boss warns first jobs could become harder to find. Now, Next is a clothing store in the UK, very popular, launched in the 80s. I always wanted to get a Next suit. And Bowen, this is a Middle East correspondent for the BBC, Jeremy Bowen. Israel has changed since Donald Trump's last term, has he? Well, I heard stories that he retweeted a Jeremy Sachs piece which was critical of Benjamin Netanyahu. And of course, I remember when Netanyahu being the first person to congratulate Biden while there was still a lot of controversy about the legitimacy of his election victory after all that Trump did for Israel. And one thing I will agree with Trump on is I don't know of any other president that's done more for Israel than him. For Netanyahu to come out just goes to show the ingratitude of the man when Trump was claiming the election had been riddled with voter fraud. Okay, so let's... Oh, and here's an interesting one. Banned surprise mobile mid-contract price rises. So, again, I don't know how this was allowed in the first place, but certain companies have obviously been introducing price rises in the middle of a customer's contract. And as a result, the regulator has had to come in and say, well, you know, they've signed a contract for a certain fee. You can't suddenly put it up. But these people will try anything. You know, this is the problem when you have completely unbridled capitalism. And it's just run amok. This is why they just can do what they like, and it has to be something really egregious for a regulator to step in. So it makes you wonder what's going on that they're not telling us about. Let's go over to the Daily Mail, see what's happening at this minute right now. I'll read it. I tend to avoid these celebrity stories. This is the top headline. Wild rumours about Jennifer Aniston. Stark admissions, it's not always been plain sailing. And now Michelle is skipping Trump's inauguration. So what is going on with the Obama's marriage? Oh, there you go. Again, I said before, I really don't think that Jennifer Aniston is Barack Obama's type, especially when you see... well, we'll just leave that there. Okay, let's move on to see what is going on in the independent media right now. So, we'll click Zero Hedge because there was an interesting story at the top before I went to bed yesterday. Yeah, I bet you it's dropped down by now. Yeah, it appears to have done. So, well, the top headline is No across-the-board tariffs and a weak dollar, what Trump's Treasury Secretary really wants. Armed LA residents patrol neighborhoods in violation of evacuation orders. And I can't see... Oh, the kids aren't all right. Generation Z admits they don't know how to change light bulbs. And it's not jumping out at me. Joe Biden's bizarro world of foreign policy achievements. Well, again, it's no different to Trump for me. Donald Jeffries, one of his sound bites is that Donald Trump... People hate Donald Trump for what he didn't do, and they like him for what he did do. That's the funny thing, because Donald Trump claims credit for things that he didn't actually achieve. And people also believe he did things that are attributed to him that they don't like that he didn't actually do either. Let's go over to, that was ZeroHedge.com, let's go over to RumourMillNews.com. See if there's anything that jumps out at the top there. Monterey, California, evacuation orders have been issued after a lithium battery plant caught fire. Well, not seen that in the mainstream media, but that's one of their top stories. Let's move on to RT.com. See what this Russian website has to tell us. Trump Treasury nominee 100% on board with harsher Russia sanctions. This guy is called Scott Bessent. Not heard of him before. Chinese hacking of US Treasury went to the top. That's according to Bloomberg. Yes, it's always the Chi-Coms, folks. It's never the people that really seem to be in charge of the US Treasury, is it? They're not mentioned. Let's move on to Rents.com. See what's going on over there. L.A. Mayor used fire department funds for transgender cafe. So that's one of the places that the money has gone. The reservoir that would have saved Pacific Palisades. So there's still a lot of stories about these fires going on. I haven't seen any in the mainstream media, as I said, that indicates they're up to the level that they were. So hopefully they have died down. Let's go over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. FBI shuts down Office of Diversity, Equity and Inclusion. Trump to pardon at least 250 J6 defendants on January the 20th need volunteers to transport them. Now, I thought there were over 1,000 that were in prison. So that is that would be less than a quarter. If that's the case, I'll just open the article. Let's see how many J6. How many people in jail for J6 protest? The number. Well, this takes me to a Wikipedia page entitled "Criminal Proceedings in the January 6th United States." That number rose to 1,000 by the second anniversary of the attack, to 1,200 by the third anniversary of the attack. So, I don't know how many are still in jail, but as I said, I thought it was over 1,000, so it could be that he's only pardoning like a quarter of them, which again would be typical Trump. He comes in all bombastic, he's going to do this, that and the other, and he does very little. Like locking up Hillary Clinton. The first thing that he says is how wonderful Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are. I'm sure many people would disagree with that, but of course he waited until he got in before he made that statement, which goes to show what a liar this guy really is. Okay, let's move on to... Oh, I'm in the wrong column. Here we are. EarthNewspaper.com. Mark R. Else's website. And I want to thank Mark and Jeff Rents for their support of this show. They both have far more, well, bigger operations than me, far more popular, and it's nice that they choose to give me their support. It really does help. Okay, we've got a video. Candace Owens, Ian Carroll schools Musk on Israel. That's 11.5 minute Rumble video at the top. And then we've got music of the day is Phil Spector and his Wall of Sound. Now, obviously Phil Spector came to a very strange end. Not sure if he's still with us or not. Of course, many of you will know he ended up going to jail for shooting some woman in his house. But it was not unexpected because Phil Spector had, according to Leonard Cohen, quite unhealthy fascination with guns. Leonard Cohen said that when he was recording his Death of a Ladies Man album in the 70s, late 70s, which was produced by Phil Spector, that there were guns absolutely everywhere. And he said at one point that Phil Spector held him at gunpoint in the studio in order to finish a song, because Leonard Cohen was notoriously in no great hurry. There was, I forget what the song was, but him and Bob Dylan were talking, and he asked Bob Dylan about a particular song that he wrote and how long it took, and Bob Dylan said about half an hour. And then Bob Dylan asked him about his song Hallelujah, how long did that take to write, and he said about 2 years. So he was not as fast a writer as Dylan, and maybe not as fast a recording artist, which frustrated Phil Spector as a producer. That is the story that I heard. Let's move on to censored.news. Mike Adams news aggregate website. Bank of England warns billions of pounds in UK pension pots at risk. This is a Daily Express article it links to that I looked at yesterday. It's one of these floating articles out there. Apparently, you know, this could happen if this happens, and it's clickbait really from the mainstream media. That was the way that I read it anyway yesterday. So let's finish off with the Before It's News top 10. And hopefully we've got quite a tight show for you today. Should be coming in under the around the half hour mark. Just waiting for it to load up. Okay, go down to number 10. Went up 2 hours ago, 113 people viewing. Kim Gogwan, full situation update, Trump, Israel and Palestine video. Number 9 went up 10 hours ago, 123 people viewing. Benjamin Fulford's urgent message. Who will be executed at Gitmo? I thought they already had been executed at Gitmo. That's what I was seeing a couple of times yesterday in the Before It's News top 10. Where's the consistency? Number 8 went up a day ago, 132 people viewing. Bo Polmy, EBS alert. This is big. It's about to get crazy. Yes, it always is, isn't it, Bo? Number 7 went up 55 minutes ago, 134 people viewing. Judy Byington, unredacted. US Inc. dissolved. Martial law active. Constitutional law and common law. Number 6 went up 7 hours ago, 142 people viewing. New X-22 report. January 16th, President Trump's war, deep state in panic mode. The hunt will soon begin. Yes, I think the hunt will begin, will also, but I may differ with the X-22 report on who I believe is going to be hunted. Number 5 went up 5 hours ago, 143 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump's inauguration, 20th Gazara amendment, EBS activation, and the headline runs out. Number 4 went up a day ago, 163 people viewing. Mike King, full intel drop. Trump Q secret, get ready for the next phase. They were all executed. Oh, I just heard they were all about to be executed. Or yesterday I heard they were all executed. It's very, very confusing. Number 3 went up 8 hours ago, 251 people viewing. And we know, panic over, Trump just dropped bombshell. Bondi Ratcliffe show. Number 2 went up 7 hours ago, 289 people viewing. Kerry Cassidy and Nino Rodriguez. Shocking, the intel drop everyone needs to hear. Not me. And number 1 went up 10 hours ago, 439 people viewing. Michael Jaco. Gitmo update. Trump inauguration, January the 16th, and major events, 2025. Okay, so let's call it a show. I want to thank you for joining me on today's show entitled Why, to the recent mainstream media tributes to Charlie Hebdo, choose not to mention their depiction of Jesus Christ having sex with God. That is today, Friday, January the 17th, 2025 show. I want to thank all of you for joining me. I'll be back with you all tomorrow. And until then, folks, have a wonderful day and bye for now.